Back again, Duke and Kibble's Untitled. It's your boy Kibble.
Yeah, your boy Duke.
Mr. Untitled, as always.
We got about 45 different guests.
So I'm going to break it down. We got
twin of them. A.K.A. I don't show up to nothing.
A.K.A. Who are me?
Who are you?
Who are me?
Who are me?
Who are me?
Who
are thou?
Okay. Who are thou? I like that.
You said what?
Fuck y'all.
He said fuck us, but you don't show up to nothing. Okay.
Don't do that.
I don't get invited nowhere.
Oh, bullshit.
Lies.
Lies.
And then we got all the way from Alaska, Frontier.
Mister, I had my coat on.
Mister,
what's up, baby?
He was the only smart motherfucker, though, for real.
They ain't gonna hear you. Mister, you got a scooter, because they ain't gonna hear you way back there, my brother.
What's up, baby?
He definitely the only smart person from last night.
And then
night.
We got Mister in the back. He is who he is.
He is who he is.
He is who he is. He throwing up gang sounds like y'all can see what the fuck he's talking about.
If we was going live, you would, but
no, it's okay. You know,
we got,
if we was on time, let's know we wouldn't have been on either.
Shut your ass.
All right, okay,
we
thank
got,
you.
What would she go by? Miss Marie?
Miss Marie.
And then we have Miss EB in the back. They got their own little personal salon going right now.
Mm-hmm. Hair daycare.
Mm. Hair daycare.
Hair daycare. Taking care of business.
Oof.
Well, we're going to get into this.
All right, so we got a lot of special guests. And the good thing about all the special guests is that we got a lot of women. So since motherfuckers want to throw shots out here.
Shit. Oh, okay.
No. All right. I ain't going to spin your shit.
I say spin, but
no, right. I'm not going to spin your shit. All
right.
So I'm going to just ask all the ladies, due to, you know, the Dirty 30 edition, since we just celebrated this motherfucker Dirty 30.
Mm-hmm.
Do it take all ladies forever to get dressed?
Ooh.
Oh, hold on. I had no question there.
I just want to know, do it take all ladies forever to get dressed?
Yes.
So,
why do it take 20 of them to go first?
I feel like
20 of them, go ahead. How long does it take you to get ready?
I mean, I'm late to everything.
But why?
I mean, shit.
Is it purposely?
I move on my own time. I mean, yeah, it just takes time to get, like,
it depends on the occasion.
The mood.
So, how long did it take you to put this one outfit on?
Oh, it took me no time to get ready.
Okay.
But I was already up and ready. Mm-hmm. Like, I wore these pants to work earlier today. I just took off the
whole
other shirt.
Out.
I just took off the other shirt, put on a little t-shirt.
And kept it going.
Kept it going. But, so, I mean, if I was, like, actually getting ready to go someplace, I got a shower. I got my shower playlist. I got to wash my face real good. I might do a little quick facial, face mask, something.
So my makeup can look all bomb.
And then it's going to at least take me about 45 to an hour.
So if you had to be somewhere at 1 o'clock. Right now. You got to be somewhere at 1.
She getting ready.
What time you going to start getting ready?
If I got to be someplace at 1 o'clock, like I actually have to be there or I got to be ready?
Let's just say you got to be there at 1 o'clock. What time you going to start getting ready?
All right. If I got to be there at 1 o'clock, I probably need to go ahead and start getting ready at like 10:30. Just to be safe.
Hold on. Now, you start getting ready at 10:30. You say you'll be there by 1 o'clock. What time you actually going to show up?
I'll be there by like 1:15.
Still not on time.
Because I got to stop. I like to stop places before I go.
First of all, y'all ain't catch what she said earlier. She said she got to be in the mood.
Yeah, I
got to
be in the mood.
She got to be in the mood. While you coming in here snitching, you was probably in there breaking stuff, too.
Give me a t-shirt next time I see y'all.
All right. So she said you got to be in the mood. What you mean you got to be in the mood to get ready?
It depends on where I'm going.
Like you going to the club. What mood you got to be in to get ready to go to the club?
I mean, I got a whole playlist. Yeah, I got a playlist for everything.
So the playlist
four, the, play, the playlist is 4 hours.
I hop right in the bed and went to sleep. It was a mess.
I'm just saying.
That no more.
Right. So, you said 4 hours.
I'm tired of y'all just heard me and Dre, too. I'm feeling some type of way.
It's your fake ass, huh?
Pardon this in background noise.
Love you, cuz.
Bye,
oh, shit. That was a little aggressive.
Deep. Miss EB,
what's up?
What's your take on this?
Why it take y'all so long to get ready?
Yeah, you speak up a little bit so we can hear you.
That ain't my cup of tea.
Call me.
She said first, you know, you got to shower.
You're a little loud.
Yeah, because I don't want to go by myself.
Then, like, you can have your clothes ready, then you put it on.
So, and then on top of it, taking pictures take a lot of work.
So it take you four hours.
Why is pictures in the party getting dressed?
Because after you put your clothes on, you want to take pictures.
It's a female thing.
But let me tell you, I did figure out a way to kind of save a little bit of time.
Okay,
you got to try on the outfit before you get ready to go. Because, like she said, you think in your mind, you like, ooh, this going to hit. I'm going to put it on with the shoes, and it's going to set it off. You put it on, and you like, no, this is not the move.
And then one toenail looking fucked up, and it just fucked the whole outfit up.
This is not the move.
So y'all really getting to the point that y'all don't really pre-try y'all stuff?
No.
That's a good question.
They go in there winging.
Why not, the night you put the outfit out, why not try it on that night before, the day before?
First off, before you buy the outfit, why don't you try it on to make sure it fit right?
You can try it on right then and there, and the outfit might be nice, but then when you want to go out, you'd be like, nah, I'm not even.
But my thing is, if you try it on the night before, you're not gonna feel the same the night before. You feel the same.
Or it might be one of those things where you didn't buy it as an outfit to be worn together. Like let's say, for example, I want to wear these pants, right? Because I love these pants, they're comfortable, whatever. And I mean, I bought these pants, but I didn't buy them with a shirt in mind to wear with them. I just bought them because I like them, you know. Mm-hmm.
So if we eliminate this playlist, how long would it take y'all to get ready? Because you already said you got like
still
an hour, 2 hours.
Still 6 hours. 6 hours, 32 probably minutes, and 45
longer,
seconds.
Because I wouldn't have nothing to do.
Get ready. What the fuck do you mean? What?
That music gets you in the mood.
No, the music distracts you.
Yes. Like, well, I mean, I'm in the shower.
You're going to be dancing and singing.
I got my champagne glass.
Whoa.
I'm getting ready.
What is the champagne? What is the champagne glass? You just added an extra 45 minutes right there.
You got a pregame.
Why
are
you asking me?
She said champagne glass playlist. You probably just watch. You probably watch a movie while you're in there too.
No, I mean, I did that before. No, but
You watch the movie.
No,
while getting ready.
Okay, I'm just in the shower. I'm about to say,
how long do it take me? About
45 minutes, if that.
I ain't even gonna say 45 minutes. I'd be ready.
But the 45 minutes is the shit shower, brush your teeth, and get dressed.
What's up, bro?
It take me a while.
I need to do a bowl at some point.
It take 45 minutes for me to get ready to get out the door.
What up, bro?
It just depends. Now, if I'm getting ready for work, it don't take me that long.
Mister, he is who he is. How long until you get ready?
What's
her name,
Mr.
About an hour and a half.
Hey, I'm on his time, though. I ain't even gonna stunt.
My thing is, you ain't wasting time in that hour.
You ain't wasting time.
Yeah, never mind. You a different breed.
First off, before I get dressed, I'm taking a 45-minute shit. While I'm on my phone.
I give you that one.
I'm not moving. I've been done shitting for 30 minutes. I've been done shitting for probably 30, and I'm going to sit there.
Just sit there till your legs go numb.
I'm on my phone. I got to check social media. That's the only place I feel comfortable looking at Instagram and Snapchat. It's sitting on the toilet. By the time I'm done shitting.
Boy, you be sitting there for hell.
That leg go numb.
You can't feel nothing.
How y'all doing?
What's up? She upstairs. She literally just went upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, you better hope it ain't in the water.
Go upstairs. She was either. Go upstairs. The kid, get your phone.
She said it's my work phone. Forget it.
Right. No, that's my real phone.
But again, by the time I'm done shitting, then I got a shower.
Uh-huh.
It depends on the mood I'm in when they come to shower.
It's okay. What's
wrong with you? I could take a 20-minute shower, 5-minute shower.
What the fuck did I get myself into, I won't call you at all because
I'll
probably be exhausted. We'll see.
Well, yeah.
You better call me.
I might get, you don't want to go over tomorrow. If I don't call me.
Don't call
me. This sideboar episode 2.
I gave birth to you.
My name is.
Mine's not.
We're going to pick this
back
up at the sideboar Thursday.
Nah, don't stop it then. All right, cool. Let's get
live. Hey, thank you. Back again.
All righty.
There you go.
I got some questions.
Is this the first one?
Yeah, this is the first one. Okay.
Because don't nobody, you know.
Yeah.
It already started.
So, ladies, all the ladies in the building, we have four of them. We have a question. Well, we have several questions.
Go ahead, start with
first question is, do I want to start off slow?
No, just jump into rapid fire.
Go with the banger banger?
Yeah. Walk through the gates of hell.
Walk through the gates of hell. With gasoline drawers on.
And some baby oil on your chest.
Ooh, not baby oil.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right. So everybody is technically damn near in a relationship. Let's start off with 20 now. Yes. What is one thing your significant other can do to piss you off?
Man, breathe.
Damn. God damn.
Shit.
Damn. I can't breathe when you talk to me.
The fuck?
I can't breathe when you.
Damn.
Yeah, breathe.
Get on my nerves with your loud breathing.
Like, why y'all sleep?
I can't dispute that.
Why is
okay. You're like, ugh. Hold that shit in.
Hey. So breathing. Breathing as well.
Not text me back, but not in like a
what?
Here's the thing. Here's okay. the thing. I feel like what people don't understand is that we have text messaging as an instant form of communication, right? Okay. So if I know that you on bullshit and you're not doing anything, I send you a text and I'm like, hey, quick question, like, what do you want to eat for dinner? And you don't respond
and you don't
to
get
me.
That response in,
and I don't get the response in like 5-10 minutes. I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm picking up some shit that I know you don't want to eat.
But what? Great. But how do you fully know that person's not busy?
Oh, they're not doing
they're
shit.
Not busy.
No, you didn't hear what she said. She said she already know that they're not doing shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you next to this person? Because you're not next to this, but you don't really know what the fuck they're doing.
Okay, see, I gotta play devil's advocate because I understand. So let's say. Bam is on, she off on Tuesday, and you know she don't do shit on Tuesday up until, I'm not talking about you.
My thing is,
I
know she ain't doing shit, but what if she taking the shit and she left the phone in the other room?
Who does that?
Who leaves their phone?
Not everybody has their phone in hand all the time. I'm playing both sides. You don't know
what somebody's... You trying to play devil's advocate too?
Yes. You don't know what somebody's doing at
but
the time.
But 9 times out of 10, when you be around somebody, you pick up on their behavior.
Yes.
Right? So that means you know they pick up their phone when they leave the room, correct? Right.
Not always, but I get what you're saying.
Who?
Not everybody picks their phone up.
Do you pick up your phone?
Not always.
All right. I'm going to give you that.
Not always.
I'm
going
to give you that.
So what was your
pet
peeve?
I got to be on y'all's side. Hold on, it's for the women first. What's one thing your significant other do to piss you off?
Condescending. Outfits, what about you?
Hold on, that shit makes me want to fight.
Your blood get boiling, right?
She's looking at him.
I'm trying to see
what
she's
going to
hit my ass.
Yeah, outfits, come on.
Scoot time for the table and
grab
a
drink. You
steady
lying about
it? What happened?
Made me come from you now.
What?
Come from you or come for you?
Come from you. Oh, okay. Come from your ass.
Okay, all right.
What was the thing?
What did she say?
Lying when you know something.
Basically, when you're caught.
When you
get caught up in the law, yeah.
Ask the nigga.
Damn.
Ask the nigga. I bitch.
Oh, well, I hope not.
All right, we start off for the bros.
I'm last.
No, you first. Why you always gotta go last? Like you got this dramatic ass.
Dramatic.
Okay, come on, kids.
Let's see. Indecisiveness.
Indecisiveness.
Not been making mind up.
That's the way
of a woman. I mean, never ask yourself what the
fuck they want. Oh, you gotta put a pause on that, bro. You gotta put a pause on that.
Come on, scoot up a little more and get said it again so I can hear you.
He got real aggressive.
He set up like.
What the fuck? One time though. Can we get that one more time?
Never actually saying what the fuck they want.
Oh.
Bullshitting around the answer. Oh, I'm really mad for 20 minutes just to bullshit around it. But he should find out why I'm really mad.
He felt that in his spirit. Okay.
This something recent. This had to happen. This happened yesterday. This type shit. This happened this week. Whoever you is, get your shit together. He feels some type of way. Go ahead, Mr. Duke.
I'm piggybacking off that. That was so strong.
Go ahead, Young Daniel's son.
Who the fuck is Young Daniel's son?
Karate Kid. Come on.
The fuck? Come on now. I'm going to just say a simple one, bro. Do not get mad at me. Nah, my life. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Here's what I found on the web.
That's what you found on the web.
Siri had an answer. Siri is ready.
All surreal shit, just though, the same shit. Like, all some female shit, don't get mad. Like, don't do something and you know it pisses you off and then you turn around and get mad for it. Mm-hmm. So, like, some shit where you sit here and be like, I hate when you do this, but you turn around, like, don't tell me. Yeah, like, that shit is stupid as fuck. Don't sit here and say something, irk your nerve, and then you do it.
Boys versus girls. I just want you to know that.
Okay. I thought man versus women, but
I thought man versus women, too.
Why y'all gotta be so fucking... do I talk shit when y'all fuck up on words? Because...
You ain't fuck up on words. I was just making
I'm
sure.
I'm just saying, like... No, because... I'm just saying. Anyway.
Wait, so go ahead. Finish what you're saying, Mr. Thompson.
Nah, that's just, like, annoying as fuck, bro.
You
like,
feel me?
Like, you sit here all day long, I hate when you do this, I hate when you do this, and then turn around and do the shit. Like, that's the biggest dumb pet peeve.
I feel like females do that shit just to get back at you.
Oh, okay.
I feel like this generation is good for that tit for tat shit.
Yeah, I don't do tit for tat.
And that's lame.
Look. I do.
Oh!
Bang! Bang! Bang!
What the fuck my sound going on?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Hold on, bro.
Wait a second. Yeah, I gotta go.
I gotta grab my keys.
Hold on.
My nigga shooting from the hip over there.
He drank my drink.
Hold on, where my shit at? I need it.
Shots have been fired.
You can't even say shots been fired
because the NBA don't want them. Shots has been
nobody,
fired.
See, you no took it as your nigga. Nobody
right.
said
no,
your nigga.
Shut up.
Can we get three on that one?
That ain't even a boo that nigga.
That ain't a boo that nigga.
That ain't no shit.
Oh. I can't say hating on me. I'm trying so hard. They keep saying fucking congratulations. I can't fucking do what I want.
And that's when you hit one of these. Well, that's a nice wall. That's just a,
look at this color right here. If y'all don't understand, Mr. came out the left field. Lame niggas.
All right. Ladies, if you having a problem, stop fucking with lame niggas.
It's a bit, yeah, but he's a them.
Next question.
Mr. came from the distance and gave the distance. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh.
Even though I'm 45 seconds late.
Longer.
You better stop before it freezes again.
Right.
All right.
Move on to the next. It's your turn. It's your turn. Dude, what's your about you?
No, I had to piggyback off Mr.
You last. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I agree with him.
He agree with
Mr. But you got something to go with it, so you piggybacking off of?
No, I'm just saying.
We're moving on to the next question.
Yeah, I'm still on his topic.
Okay. So
Mr. just killed him. Okay, Mr. destroyed that question.
One more bullet, please.
Give me a second.
Bullets?
See,
be careful. No more bullets. No more bullets. I seen it.
All right.
Yes, sir. Next question, boss.
Get to a motherfucker. You heard me? I'm going to get an ad in this motherfucker.
Watch what you say, man.
All right, my second question. You hear me? Hey, don't, fellas. I got us. Trust me. My last question is meant for us.
Okay.
Well, it's meant for y'all, but it's for us.
Want to do it?
It's by us.
By us.
It's football?
No lame nigga questions.
It's football.
All right, so I already asked that. Now for that.
She said, no, he's
gonna keep the shots.
Almost, I mean, 20 of them said she got a question. She gonna stop the question. He said, no lame nigga questions. Shots are being fired. Shots are being fired today.
Y'all got that bulletproof vest on, bro?
My insurance don't even cover me.
Oh,
goodness
gracious.
This
nigga saying that shit yesterday in the club so much. He said, shorts don't cover.
Nigga, my shoes were barely off the floor. We couldn't run if I needed to yesterday.
Motherfucker just threw all the
trash. All right, so. I got another. It's kind of light. It's a light one. Uh-huh. But I got the heat.
Is baby girl light?
What's baby girl light?
Layla?
It's light bright.
It's light bright? Okay, it's light bright.
So, here we go. Speaking of light.
Right, we didn't hook her up.
Ladies, I have another question for y'all. We're going to start over here because they in the beauty supply. Right. We're going to start with them.
Oh, the beauty
first.
Supply.
The supply.
So, not the beauty shop, but the beauty supply.
The beauty supply. Chinks.
Chinks. Oh, my
we
God.
We are not racist.
We're not racist.
Oh,
we are not
racist.
It just slipped out. I'm a little intoxicated. We are not racist.
Oh, my God.
Ladies.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying. That's all he
has. All right, hey, hold on. This is a good one. Don't talk over each other on this one.
Ladies, if a guy sticks the tip in, is it technically fucking? Could he add you to his body?
Hell no.
It is penetrating.
No, it's not.
Hold on, one at a time. Hold on. Let
the tip. The
hell no.
Let beauty salon go first.
Okay.
Let's not talk over each other. Yeah.
Okay, so EB, you say no. You say no.
I'm going to answer this question.
You have to.
You got to answer it.
You're a participant. Come on.
No,
you can't.
You got to answer.
You can't pass it. Pass it this way.
She can't pass it. Miss Marie.
You got to answer.
If you stick the tip in, is it technically fucking? Yes or no?
It's different levels to it.
If you stick the tip in.
Right, tips to be
different.
Everybody
gets
it.
That's true.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
If he...
Is it just like a...
It won't
or is it like a...
Yeah, like a quick
tip.
First off...
Right, what Lana just did. That don't count.
No,
so,
hell no.
So like the dude, like a stab, a real quick stab, like a jail stab.
A quick jab.
Like a Floyd jab.
Can he add you to his body count?
No.
Hold it.
Because you already been deleted from mine, so...
Ooh, damn.
Ooh.
I didn't even swing around yet and got deleted.
So if you hit it with... He hit you with that hot pocket jab, it's over with.
No, not hot pocket jab. Just
no, how about it's quick jab. It's quick jab. Quick jab.
Yeah.
So yeah, what?
It's a wrap.
I'm asking them if you stick the tip in.
Right. She's saying it doesn't count.
It don't count.
She said no.
You're erased from her mind.
Miss
Because he got his issue off.
This is literally so far removed from my life. What are you talking about?
It's been 32 years, 42 seconds, and 82 minutes since she had that.
She's not 32 yet. Years
old. Guess how long it's been.
Moral of the story, if he put it in, does it count that he hit?
Hell yes or no? I'm answering for my sister. Hell no.
If she put the strap on in by the tip, does it count that she went in?
Pause. Your sister is very, like, technical.
People always
She's a technicality person.
Coming from the lady that... People just always assume that same-sex relationships involve other... things.
We're going to change this conversation before I say something offensive.
So if she put the tongue in a little bit, does it count?
I already did.
That's so
said something offensive.
Nah.
Does that count as fucking that
eat
your pussy?
Hell no.
No, that's
kind of sucking.
No.
Hold on, that's oral.
That's sucking sex.
We talking about. If I do them, then it does.
So she out here bumping.
That's what I'm saying. You can't ask her that question.
She's scissoring.
Yeah, she out here scissor.
Look, can't say that line.
Scissor line.
So we got no. All right.
Wait. What?
You said that on the slick,
too. I didn't hear all of it.
Hey, man, I always said if a female technically uses a strap-on, she ain't gay because she's still getting dick. So the only way you are completely...
You spending my shit.
No, I was going off. Me and her had a side conversation.
So back to the topic, though.
Back to your topic. What?
If you stick the tip in,
eat your fuck.
I'm going to go in technicalities, y'all. Yes. In technicalities, so
yes. Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Technicalities, once you penetrate, it counts as fucking.
So even if her shit was like just whack, you suck this...
In the technicality, you penetrate it. Now, you a lame ass nigga if you count that on your body count, but in technicality, you penetrate it.
I would never mention it.
But in technicalities, you penetrated, you fucked.
No, other way around, you wouldn't tell, you wouldn't, you would say you fucked, you just wouldn't tell.
No, I wouldn't tell nobody I fucked. Because when the conversation come up,
yeah.
First off,
even if she got some good pussy, you ain't gonna brag on it.
First off, you ain't know she got good pussy, you wouldn't put the tip in.
You couldn't, no.
No. If you literally put the tip in and pull out,
yeah, we're not saying
that. Why would you only put the tip in if it's good then?
No, we just
saying in general, you can feel a difference right away.
If you stick your dick in a female, did you fuck? My answer is yes. I'm not going to tell everybody I fucked.
Yeah, I ain't telling nobody.
Yeah.
Because if the conversation come up, like, nigga, you ain't fucked me, you only put the tip in, then you're going to look
stupid.
You look dumb. So it's one of those things where, yeah, you did, but it never happened.
I ain't going to tell nobody.
Yeah. Under the rug situation.
All right, so we got another spinoff question from the Xbox. Y'all know which one it is?
I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't forget about that one.
Yes, you did. You don't even forget about this.
This the one that
this the whole
got
Xbox
little,
question.
Yeah, it kind of got me a little
perturbed.
Yeah, you feel me?
That's how you say it.
No, it's petite.
Petite.
I wasn't gonna do it. I wasn't gonna do it.
So okay. Her brain's getting a little tight back there, so she knows everything.
Oh,
a degree don't mean shit.
Yeah,
a degree don't mean shit.
I got a couple of degrees, so.
Yeah, and degrees don't mean shit, but go ahead.
The question of the day is... No, this is not the question of the day. This is not the million dollar question. This is number 3 of 4. The question is, would you cuff someone that your people bust down?
No.
Stop laughing.
Hold on, we're gonna start with Twitter then first. So we don't talk to each other.
Hell no.
So his question is, because
you don't know the
story. Yeah. So the question, like you said, the question is, would you be with somebody
that your
homeboy,
cousin,
your cousin,
anybody,
then fucked?
Homeboy, friend,
bust down.
That's
about to die. I want to see you bust down.
Look, she over there. Hold on, she's checking. Hold on.
Where's Twitter when I need that nigga to bust down?
No.
We'll tell them after
one
the
half
segment.
For 20 now.
Would you bust somebody down that your family member has busted down? Would you cuff and be with
Hell
the person?
No.
All right.
You wouldn't get them time of day?
Hold on before you ask them. We're going to pass it.
Pass
no. Fuck no.
No.
All right. So go ahead.
So.
It's a no across the board.
It's a no across the board.
Yeah.
So would you, my brother?
You just said it's a no across
no,
the board.
No, that was for the female.
No.
The
female
was.
No.
Fuck no.
Hold on, we'll keep it right here, cause
fuck no.
Zooming in, Hold on, let me get it left.
Fuck.
Oh
no.
One more time.
No.
Hell.
Hell no.
No. Okay. Nah, I was real shit. I wouldn't. I couldn't do it.
Well, nobody do it, but.
But you know. Everybody's different.
Fuck you.
Everybody's different.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck me.
Trying to play devil's advocate.
I'm not playing devil's advocate. I just know. Yes, you are, I just know the person personally. So.
Anyway, going to the next question, because we don't want no smoke. My $1 million question, though, fellas. I told you I got us. The question is. Fuck all that. The question is, it is fuck all that. Fuck all that.
You didn't miss nothing.
You know about it, but you don't miss
right.
Anyway, the question is my $1 million question. Then after this, I'm done because I don't got shit else.
Okay.
So, for us fellas, we would like to know this for the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
Why is it when we ask women? No, hold on.
You said it right.
No, I didn't. The question is,
nigga, read the scripture.
Yeah, right. Proverbs 12:692. 692. Oh, verse.
Yeah, 2:22.
Fuck that up for me. But anyway, this shit gonna have a lot of controversy.
Oh yes, very. Yes.
I kind of don't even want to ask it.
Ask it.
Go ahead.
Cause it seemed like we ready.
Started, right? Oh whoa. We don't do that no more.
We could just steal their money.
When women ask us guys to be upfront and honest about things.
Oh, shit.
And then when we be upfront and honest about things, it leads to an argument, and I'm going to throw this bitch across the room.
We're going to play it to 20 in the verse.
20 of them.
God damn it. Y'all just right. Did 20. Oh, no, only started with
the beauty salon.
No, beauty salon.
Because
it's the beauty shop.
Beauty shop.
Yeah, beauty shop.
Beauty shop daycare.
Go ahead. I can't answer that question.
Ain't no daycare.
I can't answer that question because of how I was raised. I don't get bothered by the truth. If I ask
true,
that's what the fuck I want.
$1,001 question. There you go.
Would you agree?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, when I ask him the truth, I don't get mad with the truth. If I fucking ask, you better tell me the
truth. The truth hurts, but shit.
So, two shirts, what about you?
That's
true.
You said the truth don't bother you?
Do the truth bother me? No.
So, you wouldn't get mad? Catch attitude.
It'll probably stain me a little bit because it'll be hurtful, but I would want to. I would say what pisses me off is don't tell me half of the truth.
Don't tell me half of the truth. Then I gotta find out another way.
That's what I don't like. Don't tell me half the truth in fear of my reaction. Tell me the whole truth.
Yes. I understand you being scared.
You want your edges done back there? You want your edges done? Why she here?
The other half of Twitter now.
I feel like I'm not that person. Like they said, give me an opportunity to hear the truth from you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when I know and you not saying what you need to be saying, that's when I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume me to be like anybody else that you've ever dated before.
And don't assume that you protect.
Don't assume that you not telling me is protecting my feelings or anything like that. Because you can fuck up. I can decide to forgive you on Monday, or you can fuck up, and I could decide to not forgive you on Monday. But it doesn't matter. Like you owe me that. Like you got to treat people in relationships the way you want to be treated. Like don't come at me with no bullshit.
Preach it. Hallelujah.
And you won't get none.
What Jody say?
What Jody say? Let us know.
Quote Baby Boy. That nigga say I lie to you because I care about you. Boy, if I tell you the truth.
Go ahead, Mr. Untitled. Let him take the wheel first.
I really don't agree with that, but take it was just a perfect moment. Nah,
I want my brother to be my brother and be upfront.
Go ahead.
On some real nigga shit, a lot of y'all lying.
Thank you.
Big bullshit. I'm calling big bullshit.
Hold on, let him
have a moment. Because I would just say, I said a lot of y'all. I didn't say all. I'm just going to say a lot of y'all.
Hold on.
So the point I'm making is this, bro. A female will literally say, tell me the truth.
Yeah, tell us the fucking truth.
Right, but we going to tell you the truth, but you don't want to know. Like a nigga don't. Because, bro.
How do you know?
All girls are the same.
No, but I'm saying. My point is this. Y'all want to know because you want to hear it from us, but the shit that come with it, and like that's why I agree with what she said. She said the real shit. You might tell me, and I might not like it, and I might not forgive you, but I might forgive you. But the answer she said was the realest shit, bro. But a lot of people don't want to know the truth.
Yes, they
niggas
do.
Niggas don't want
to
know the truth.
Because I'm a
No, you have to afford the person the opportunity to decide what they want to do with the situation. You cannot make the decision for me.
That goes down to this next side question. If you spin the question, if you fuck a nigga, Females fuck niggas with feelings. Niggas fuck for fun if we cheat. Because I know for a fact, nigga, if I'm in a relationship, don't tell me you fuck. It's a lot of things you can tell me. You can tell me you cheated. You can tell me you went out. Don't tell me you didn't suck this dick and you didn't fuck them. It's certain shit I just don't want to know, bro. Certain shit you can't come back from.
What I eat don't make you shit.
True, but certain shit you can't come back from. At the end of the day, it's certain shit.
Yeah.
So you saying she's sucking a dick, it ain't gonna come back
from. Bruh, it's a lot of things you can do that ain't no coming back from, but you damn sure suck a nigga dick, you might as well erase my number.
That's just like if you eating a bitch pussy out, you not, that ain't nothing to come back
from. Yeah, it's certain shit you just, I don't want to know. Because I know I'm never going to look at you the same way. So certain shit I don't
want to
know. Don't tell me the truth. You got my permission to lie.
So you
certain things.
To lie to you?
Damn, yeah, bro.
Hell no. Because
why? It's certain shit I don't want to know.
Because if I find out you're lying, I'm going
to
be even more.
I mean, but you know they lying. The thing is, nine times out of ten, you know what you're walking into. But most motherfuckers ain't going to start no bullshit and confront you on some shit if they don't know. If I know what I'm walking into, I'll just walk, bro.
Yeah, but not telling the person the truth, in my opinion. That's a level of disrespect.
It's very disrespectful.
And that's a level of respect that you don't have for that person if you're not willing to tell the truth.
And I agree with you.
I also feel like you are saying this because you just haven't met the right person yet.
Or he just still assuming.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like it's going to come a point in everybody's lifetime where you're dating somebody, talking to somebody, whatever the case may be, and maybe they're unfaithful to you. And they come to you and they tell you, but like this, you really love that person that much. You care about that person that much. So you might be willing to move past it. You might be willing to forgive them. It might take some time, but that's something that happens in everybody's life. And I just know you haven't gotten to that point yet because of the way you're talking about it.
Certain shit I don't want to
know.
It's
going to happen.
Mr. You guys, think of this.
Yeah.
Okay. He ain't had shit to say like since he was talking about
like. He got this. Shit.
He got his one little issue. He done.
He say I'm chilling now.
So with that being said,
don't you care what y'all ain't got shit to say?
No, you.
I mean, I only had four. That's why I said.
We got.
You know what I'm saying?
You took the wheel, boss. You took the wheel, boss.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna have to piggyback with my brother. Sometimes I feel like when y'all want the truth, y'all really don't want the truth. Y'all just want to know. So I'm with you, my boy. No shots fired. Don't take that no type of way.
Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Look, don't kill him. You got a knife in your hand. Don't kill him. You got scissors and everything. Don't kill him.
That shit ain't gonna take you back.
So if y'all like say. Let's say, for instance, hypothetically speaking, all y'all niggas cheating. And, like, y'all think y'all know that y'all niggas cheating, but, like, let's say y'all don't have no official proof.
Oh, we know it wouldn't happen.
Nah, for real.
Y'all don't know.
Nah,
you
for real.
May not think
y'all niggas be thinking that girls don't have the same mindset as them.
Do y'all be thinking, like, we don't know when y'all tripping?
Niggas be knowing what the fuck is going on.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, shit, if you pay attention, shit, you'll get all your answers.
I'm about to game.
Hell yeah.
You see?
Huh? What? You said what?
What was that?
Nothing.
Bring it on in. There's no.
Ain't no.
I don't even know what you're saying.
There's no shame.
I said I'm out the game, coach.
You out the game, coach?
She out the game. Somebody, then, you know.
No.
No, not even. I'm just not the person to respond to this particular question.
Well, already then.
Anyway.
Into you.
That was my full question. So, what y'all got?
I know you got some stuff top of your head.
I know we better end this segment before it erased like last time.
Hallelujah.
This last one ever.
Alright, we got it. Back again. You know, let's get this segment going ahead, Mr. Untitled.
Alright, I'm gonna just ask a simple question so we can get it over with quick. If you can erase one artist's music, period.
Mm-hmm. One who?
Artist music.
Okay.
Who music would you erase?
All of these SoundCloud rappers.
What happened?
Everybody.
Just everybody.
Wait, what happened?
If you could erase one artist's music, who would it be?
Blueface.
Why Blueface?
So you can't say you cannot argue and say that Busted Down Tatiana is not catchy. It's not catchy.
It's catchy, but it's not a good song.
Really?
It's not a good song.
None of his songs is on
the
mark.
It's catchy though.
No, it's catchy, but it's annoying.
It's catchy. I fuck with Blueface. Well, I don't fuck with Blueface. I like that song.
I'm gonna go to Tekashi.
Oh,
hell yeah.
St. Louis rappers. No, Tekashi. I say St. Louis rappers.
You know who MGE is?
Yeah, I am.
You ain't hip on them? Them niggas hard. I'm going to get you hip on
this. I'm going to just say mine is Tekashi. First off, I might say 90% of every goddamn mumble rap on this album.
I'm going to let you bully me.
I'm going to say...
I'm your bitch.
Okay? Everybody other than Chris Brown. You don't even need to talk.
Nah, because... Like you said, Tekashi, Blueface, and NBA YoungBoy. I can't give
you.
Wait a minute.
You can't say that about
YoungBoy.
I like him.
Bro, you trash, bro.
You on your own.
Hold on. He said he don't like YML either. So yeah.
Who?
I don't.
The murder on my mind, dude.
Okay, same. Yeah, right. Thank you.
I mean, he is a murderer.
So?
Right. He did kill his own boy.
Right. It's not proven yet.
This my hat now?
It ain't proven yet.
They were driving around with the body in the car.
She was fucking aggressive. You was aggressive.
I'm sorry, bro. Watch out. Why y'all like YoungBoy?
Like, nigga, what's up?
Because he doesn't appeal to me. He doesn't talk about
YoungBoy.
He don't talk. He doesn't talk about shit.
Oh, man.
YoungBoy talk about a lot of shit.
I don't even know what he talks about.
No, the hell he does not.
No, I can't be saved.
Oh, okay. I understand. Struggle, huh?
Girl,
struggle
the struggle
rap.
Me.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
That's
can we take a
piece? Listen,
what about you? If you could erase one artist's music right now, who would be?
Like Dominic, some of these.
St. Louis niggas.
They
lame.
Who
you talking about?
Tiffany
Come
said
on.
SoundCloud rappers. That's what Tiffany. I agree
with
her too.
SoundCloud rappers.
You gotta look at me.
Miss Marie and Evan, who y'all deleting?
Why you not looking
I
at the camera?
He trash.
Marie, who you deleting?
Why you not looking at the camera?
She gonna say Chris Brown.
Lana saying everybody.
Lana gonna say Chris Brown because she tired of your ass.
Type shit.
Right. Type shit. Right. That's it. That's who you going with? Who you going with over there?
R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, Prince.
R. Kelly for sure.
I can't go with R. Kelly. Can't.
What you mean you can't go with R.
Dre, please. Please.
So are you supporting Robert?
Don't start this argument.
Yes, please don't flex, bro.
Are you supporting
Robert? I'm not deleting this music.
You're not going to delete?
Dre, wait.
No.
I'm snap.
Guys, next question.
Wait, how did Dre name come up?
Because you was about to say something stupid.
Because I thought you was
finna flex. You support Robert?
This conversation.
No, answer her question.
Don't question. We don't support him.
Answer her
question. I'm not deleting his music.
Answer her question.
So you gonna still step in the name of love?
No, I don't listen to it, but I'm not deleting it. It's not no blue face type stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, my hair. It's gone.
I'll give y'all
this. Say yeah. Say ooh. Say no. Line it. Zone.
She like.
She's like, damn.
No. Say, go bald.
I said, dude, that's what fucking all the states
over here.
Get your daddy hating that.
Nobody supports that name.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that'll wrap it up with the show for this week.
I missed the last topic.
The last topic was nothing but just deleting the artist.
I want to know your answer. Are you going to delete R. Kelly? Yes or no?
We already had this conversation.
No,
I'm asking right now.
Do you support Robert?
No, I don't. Are you support still Robert. Technically?
We don't. Duke and Kibbles don't support Robert.
I don't support Robert.
But y'all not gonna delete gonna his music.
Definitely, probably not going to erase his music.
So you support Robert? No. That's no. All. So no, basically,
I wouldn't pay for an album. I wouldn't buy it.
Technically, he's gonna get paid for the stream.
I don't stream his music, so I wouldn't delete it.
Why y'all can't see we was recording?
Question: are you deleting R. Kelly from the face of the earth if you have a chance?
Y'all better leave R.
So where Kelly come on the radio, you gonna listen to it.
Y'all know R supposed to be at y'all club in October.
Who? What club?
The Beano.
Who will?
Who?
R. Kelly's supposed to be there in October.
Look at the
schedule.
Yeah, right.
He coming to the loo.
Look at the schedule.
That nigga need money back.
It's on, go to the Beano.
Gotta pay that $160.
Go to the Beano.
Whoever bailed him out from two times.
Go to the Beano. And look it up. R. Kelly's supposed to be there in October. I know y'all gonna be there.
Yeah, I won't.
Now he came down and
talked
shit.
I'm Steve Long Island.
This is sponsored by Steve's Long Island.
The floor's at home.
Let's just throw that in there.
I will listen to his music if it's long. That's the best answer you got for me.
You said what?
I mean, yeah, if I was at a family reunion and Stephen the Name of Love came on, I would... Yeah,
I'm not gonna go out my way. I'm not gonna play it myself, but if it come on and I'm out and about...
Trash...
He racist.
Dre. One, two, three. Boo this nigga. Yeah.
He the same way. Yeah.
Boo you too then.
I was going to say, I erased all his music off my phone.
I mean, I never have R. Kelly on my phone anyway.
Nigga, honey love? She.
I need these things to some honey love.
That do look like a booty though.
But yeah, I'm not going to.
That's my.
Like, so if you had a family reunion and they playing it, you going to leave the family reunion?
No, I'm not going to leave the family reunion, but I'm not going to sing it.
So are we muting Jackson too?
First of all, let's not act like Duke.
fucking listen to R. Kelly like that in the first place.
Sorry, you're right. So let's, but no, let's I'm not singing it, but I'm not going to just walk out the where I'm at.
I'm not going to walk out the room, but I'm not going to play it.
So y'all going to mute Michael Jackson too?
No, I ain't muted Michael.
MJ ain't this shit. We already knew what the fuck was going on.
I seen the first 45 minutes of that documentary. I don't know if I'm going to believe it.
I feel like they're just trying to get some money off of
it. Yeah, so like, what are you accomplishing?
Because we already knew what the fuck Michael Jackson was doing when he was alive.
Was he really doing anything?
We already knew he liked fucking little boys. No.
So we didn't know R. Kelly liked fucking little girls?
I mean, yeah.
So we don't know what's going on. Well, you know, we appreciate y'all listening this week. You know, go follow us at Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Duke and Kibbles. Spell out the Duke to the answer to the Kibbles. Spell out that hey. Anything else you want to wrap it up with?
I ain't got nothing else.
You ain't got nothing. Everybody who got their shirts, your shorts are coming this week.
Your shorts, your t-shirts,
everything you need. We got underwear and boxes coming soon.
What? Underwear and boxes? You know some shit I don't know about?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just in the cast.
Go ahead, boy.
I ain't got nothing. Fuck with your boy. As always.
So fucking dry.
Dry as a motherfucker.
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.